The new film Locke opens in select cities tomorrow. It begins with Ivan Locke, played by actor Tom Hardy, getting into his car and driving from Birmingham, England to London. Ivan's a family man, a construction manager in charge of a major building project. He makes what sounds like a perfectly ordinary call home to his family, who are preparing to watch a game on TV.
Hello?
Eddie, it's your dad. Is your mother there?
No, she's not back from the shops yet. She's getting that German beer that you like for the match.
Okay, listen, I won't be back for that.
What?
Something's come up. I can't get out of it.
Well, over the next hour and a half, we never leave that car, and phone call by phone call, Ivan's life completely unravels. It is a stunning solo performance from Locke star Tom Hardy, years away from his more familiar roles in films like Inception and Dark Knight Rises. Joining us from New York are actor Tom Hardy and Steve Knight, the director and creator of Locke. Welcome to both of you.
Great to be here.
Thank you for having us.
And Tom Hardy, I have to start with you by asking what it is like to know that it is only going to be you on screen for the entire film.
Well, you'd have thought that I'd probably be really excited about the fact that I have a film all about me. But that wasn't the headspace that I went into Locke thinking. I went into the project just being really, really excited about being part of an ensemble piece, as opposed to being shot or filmed. I was surveyed. It was like a surveillance camera on my character, as opposed to being, you know, the lead of a movie who's in isolation, the only person on screen.
And when you filmed it, and you're speaking to people on the phone, there were actually people talking to you, right? It wasn't like what is done in many films, which is that the actor is standing there pretending to be talking to somebody but is not actually hearing their responses.
Yeah, no, that would never have worked. It was absolutely a live feed, so I was rolling calls real-time. And it was all being captured real time as well.
Well, what is it about filming something inside of a car where somebody is communicating only through technology that changes the interactions that that person is having compared with somebody who's actually talking to somebody face to face in person, as we see in almost every other film?
Yeah, I think that the technology that we now have means that we're all available to all parts of our lives at all times, which is a relatively new thing. And also the great thing about observing someone on a telephone is that often their voice is saying one thing and their face is telling you something else. And what you're getting there is the voice is the person to the world and the face is the soul. It's the real thing. You know it's what they are really feeling. So you suddenly get this shorthand language where you're getting direct access to the inner workings of someone's mind. But no matter what their voice is saying, their eyes are telling you something different.
And we're constantly reminded of the pressures of driving. At one point, we see police cars driving by the car on the way to an accident, maybe. We see Ivan constantly talking about the traffic to people that he's speaking with on the phone. What was it to you, Tom Hardy, about being in a car that really changed what this film would have been had you been, say, in an office the entire time?
Well, it's always nice to have something to do when you're acting, to add another dimension just in a very rudimentary way. So if you were in an office, you'd have to be typing something or working on something. Basically, it makes sense to be going on a journey in a car from A to B. I think just, is, metaphorically speaking, is a sensible contained space to have this this drama. He's on on the road towards his future. There's the constant motion that's going on around him, which is the chaos of and you know, other lives that are continuing on about their business, whilst his is, you know, one way, and it's all gone horribly wrong.
Were you really driving?
At times, yes, but the majority of it had to be dragged by a low loader so that they could shoot through the window with the cameras. We had three cameras on the front, and that had to be lit as well. So there would be no way to see the road in real life and do the play at the same time.
Tom Hardy, why a Welsh accent? Why did you have a Welsh accent in this?
Partly why not, but also at the same time, you know, Wales is a country which has an incredible amount of hard elements in wind and rain and, you know, lots of hills and rocks and mountains. And the men that come from there are, you know, specifically quite hardy and tough in that way. But they also have a very gentle and mellifluous sounding accent in many parts, which I think is key in order to keep everybody calm and happy when everything is going wrong. So the Welsh seemed to sit well within that premise, and we zeroed in on that, and it seemed to make sense. So I I went for Welsh.
Is it difficult? Is it difficult as an actor to keep an accent like that going while you're also trying to portray all of the emotions that you're going through in the film?
No, I mean, I did it badly, so it
I don't think so. I think that's you're being unfair to yourself.
Pressure off.
Being very self-deprecating.
Yeah, I mean, there are moments when you fall out of character, but I think it's really what I try to do is find somebody and then base an accent on them as opposed to learn a dialect. And I based this on somebody that I'd met.
Steve Knight, as I was watching this film, I was thinking how much more difficult it is to solve problems in our lives over the phone instead of in person. It's a lot harder for Ivan in this film to really have a conversation, for example, with his wife over the phone when she's angry than it would be if he were in the same room as her.
It's probably less physically threatening. I mean, I think that she may have thrown something at him if he'd really been there. But, yeah, I mean, we all of us now do this thing with telephones, which I find dramatically interesting, where when the cell phone rings or the hands-free phone rings, you look at who it is that's calling and you change. You become the person who deals with that person. And we have this sort of violent crunching of gears when you change from being the boss to being the employee to being the parent to being the partner. And we all do a masterclass of acting every day when we're using this device, when we're sort of accessing all the different parts of our lives. And I think that Ivan is okay. He's on fairly safe ground when he's dealing with concrete using this device. But one of the points of the film is that although he can apply his reason and his rationality to certain difficulties and they're successful, when it comes to the core problem of the evening, the thing that makes his life unravel, it's not adequate and the rationality doesn't prevail.
Even though he is always trying to do the right thing.
He's trying to do the right thing. He's trying to be honest. He's trying to not tell lies. But I hope people leave the theatre asking lots of questions amongst them, you know, would it have been better if he told a lie? Would people be less damaged? Because the truth damages people all the way through this yeah. story. His boss even says, why didn't you just say you were sick? And he said, I'm not sick. It's this, I call it reckless integrity.
Tom Hardy, one more thing I have to ask you. You're so well known for roles in these big budget, high concept films, Inception, Dark Knight Rises. What was it like to do something like this that was the opposite?
Refreshing on the one hand, but actually not too far different from what I'm supposed to do, really, and what I'm used to doing. I mean, all I'm supposed to do is facilitate my director and writer's needs, and that's really fundamentally what I do, regardless of the size of the stage or the financial assets behind a production or a project. So it was an absolute pleasure. And at the same time, it's nice to do something which is anarchic. And at the moment, we're obviously working in certain larger budget films and movies, etc., to take a little bit of time out to go off and do something which is, you know, maximum effort and, you know, maximum force in a very short space of time, and something which really, you know, there's a lot more control and a lot more creative input and collaboration.
You're just acting.
Yeah, I'm just getting to do my job, which is to facilitate and transmute the vision of my director and writer, and that's it. That's, you know, end of.
Actor Tom Hardy, and we've also been speaking with Steve Knight, the writer and director of the new film Locke. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And again, Locke opens in select cities tomorrow. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.